Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Notre Dame fans. Whenever you are tuning into this show, whether you're watching live, you're watching back, listen to the podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Appreciate you guys making us a part of your day. I'm Mike Singer. I run our YouTube channel and the recruiting operation at Blue and Gold. And I got Tim Hyde, our football guy. Resident football guy is what I like calling Tim. So, Tim, what's new, man? How you doing? How's your week been? How's the snow in New England?
Snow. Anyone that lives in New England chatting with us tonight? I mean, literally, I told you, we got 26 inches 10 days ago. It's melted. 20's dropping currently right outside the window right here. It's nuts, man. Well, welcome to April in New England, but oh well. Oh well, yeah, a guy writes, Tim loves ball. Speaking of ball, Mike, we're halfway through spring football. You and I are going to be doing a live show here in what, like 10 days? Right? Or no, 2 weeks. Are we 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
I can't keep track of anything, but
420.
Yeah. So 2 weeks. So 13th is A&M, excuse me. That's what I got on the mind. I've been watching them all spring. Can't wait for that.
But, yeah, and you told me you were watching some 98 A&M to get ready for this, 1998 Texas A&M.
Yeah, Dat Wynn, for the old guys that know A&M, Dat Wynn when he won the Buckus Award, breaking him down back in the A-Day with Phil Bennett is the old DC. God, I'm throwing out some names there. But, yeah, speaking of A&M, just getting ready. It's one thing we do. We talk spring football. You get ready for that first game. I'm a huge fan. I've said this a thousand times. I'm a huge fan of Notre Dame, who they are, the brand, the name. I want an awesome game one. I don't, tune-ups are cool, whatever. I don't know. Me personally, it's like, man, we've been waiting 9-10 months since we've last seen them. Let's go right at it and see what you got. That's my philosophy, but that probably stems from growing up watching Notre Dame Michigan kick off every game one. So it's still in my blood, but that's why I'm a little hyped with A&M. And now today's what, game seven, practice seven, halfway points. It's exciting. It's just exciting as we get rolling here on this season.
Folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video. Of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you are new here. You got to be a Blue and Gold YouTube subscriber, which is free. So please hit that thumbs up and, of course, subscribe to the old YouTube channel. And, yeah, leave us a comment on the video if you're watching back. Let us know what you think about some of the topics. If you're listening via podcast, appreciate you as well. Please leave us a 5-star review if you like it. If not, maybe keep your thoughts to yourself, but yeah, if you like the podcast, please consider us leaving us a 5-star review. So John, oh wait, actually we're gonna get to that comment in a second. Someone else said, Jeremy said, are we gonna talk about quarterbacks for 40 minutes again today? Maybe not 40 minutes. 14. We are going to talk quarterbacks here in a little bit. Yeah. One in particular, just because the Riley Leonard ankle saga just took another twist today. No pun intended. He did not twist his ankle, but okay. Come on, Mike, get it together. We're going to talk about Clarence Lewis transferring out, entering the portal at least. Very interesting there. And then Anthony Sacka, class of 2025 linebacker. We'll talk to us about his Notre Dame commitment. He pledged to the Irish just this past Saturday, I believe. So Sack is going to join us. I think you guys are going to be really impressed by him. I've been interviewing him since his freshman year of high school. So he is very well-versed in his interviews, and I think you guys are going to be impressed with him. And Tim is fired up to talk some ball. So, yeah, we're going to have a lively, fun show today. So if you are watching on YouTube, we are looking at footage of Riley Leonard from today. He was out there, not running, not doing anything crazy, but just I was pretty surprised to see. Remember, just a week ago, was it last? When was the last time Notre Dame had media availability? Last Thursday or Wednesday, their last practice. Leonard's out there on a scooter, Tim.
Yeah,
and now he's out there, and I don't know, Tim. I was surprised. You would think, okay, he had the cleanup in January. They show him on the medicine ball, and then it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but you know, Did they rush him too soon? And then he has the setback with the second surgery. And then what, a week later, he's already out there. Or week after we saw him, less than 2 weeks from the surgery, Tim, right?
Yeah, roughly, 2 weeks, 17 days. Yeah, 2 weeks, because they were off for Easter break. So it's been 2 weeks, I guess.
I think they're
give or take whenever the thing was.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's
right.
Might be 12 days. I feel like it was a Friday.
Press conference when he brought it up. So was that Saturday?
Not this past Friday, the Friday before or Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday. You're right.
Saturday. Yeah,
it's about 30. So, anyways, Tim, I'll give you the floor. What were your thoughts on? Is this a non-story? Was this a surprise to you? Give you the floor on this.
I feel like every time something happens with Riley Leonard, I think we're just learning is like, this don't even talk about it, right? Because he's like, what is he? Cyborg? He's just going to come back, right? He has the ankle surgery out right back in January. Next thing you know, we get the medicine ball picture of him working out with CJ Carr. Then it's this, he's back, he's this, and then another surgery. Now he's out there throwing. So, hey. I know at this level, no one does anything unless a doctor says it's okay. So that's the one thing is it's not like Freeman's like, get your butt out there. No.
Right.
The doctors, it's his rehab. Yeah. He's not running around. He wasn't doing bootlegs and rollouts. If you see some of the Notre Dame film out there, they're doing a lot of sprint out drills today. Saw some nice passes from all three quarterbacks. Riley Leonard didn't do any of that. Leonard just did the stationary, toss the ball. He did some, where they all line up. There's always three quarterbacks throwing, and he's out there throwing some of the deep posts and out routes. Hey, if the doctor says, man, you could go out there, wear a boot, throw some posts, throw some out routes, keep your arm strong, go for it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, wow, he's out there?
Yeah.
He's out there, just doing a few things like that. He's not going to snap that thing off after a couple surgeries. You hope he doesn't, correct? But, I was a little surprised because the coach in me sometimes is just like, go hang out in an ice bath. But I'm sure this is definitely coming from the therapist and whatnot. Like, hey, 100%. Go out there, stretch the ankle a little bit, throw around, and then, watch the rest of practice. I'm sure that's what he did.
So if we're going to talk about this, the number one thing has to be, yes, this was cleared, right? Like, this is something that the people who went and did more than stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Oh yeah.
They made the call on this. But to me, Tim, I don't know. I just have the YouTube channel. That's my platform. So I'm going to talk about it and give my opinion. That's why we're all here. I'm just like, if all he's going to do is hand off and stand around, why even have him do anything at all? Like what real experience is he getting there? Just maybe have him be there, get the mental reps. Like, it's not like he's really going to do much anyway, but you know what you are doing? You're still putting him out there, doing some stuff. Now, what is all of our imaginations doing? We're like thinking they're rushing him back. So if he gets hurt again, what are guys like me going to say? They rushed him back again. It seems like a PR nightmare waiting to happen. It just seems like, Tim, every week Notre Dame is just like, here, Mike Singer, we're just giving you more to talk about. They always do this in different ways. I remember the dog days of the off season a couple years ago. They were like, oh, we're doing the pregame mass again, right?
Yes.
That was a fun talking point. Like, it seems like during these off seasons they always give us something, and this time it's been this Riley Leonard ankle. Whole situation. It's an enigma right now, but to put a bow on my thought here, Tim, the doctors are the doctors. They are the experts. We are not. So we're going to defer on them with regards to Riley Leonard's ankle 1000%. But from an optic standpoint, it's kind of shocking that we're just kind of going in a circle on this.
Yeah, I woke up this morning because I knew it was going to be practice. We're going to do a show. I thought we'd be talking about Angeli. Thought we'd be talking about, did Minchie get some of the rep, so to speak, with the ones? What's that pecking order like still behind them? And no, here we are talking about Riley Leonard after their Easter break, their first practice back. You know, heck, the last practice, remember Steve had the flu for that day. Yeah. Him and Tuli Alamaka were out with the flu bug that day. So we only had two quarterbacks. Now today you have four quarterbacks throwing around. But it's nothing. It's not like he's getting – there's no timing routes. He's not taking his proper steps, his step in, hitting the out routes or the RPO and all that stuff. He just went back there and slung it almost like the – you know, stretch the shoulder out. Maybe that's what it was. Stretch the shoulder out after not doing anything for a couple of weeks. So, because there's no proper footwork. He's not taking the steps. He's not working on his own read or anything.
Which goes back to my point. Like, why do it at all? Or wait till the media's gone. I don't know.
That's funny you say that, because I texted a certain Notre Dame alumni individual today, and that was the first thing I said was, like, there's obviously some form of agenda, as you like to look behind it, so to speak, of They wanted the media to see them. There's no doubt about that, because they shuffle them out after their certain amount of periods that they could do. Leonard could easily get off the scooter and come out and throw some out routes when no one's around. But no, they wanted to show that, I guess, all is well in right. South Bend land. And it's fine. He's in a boot. It's all about now, when he's out of that boot, how does he react? How does he cut? How does he plant? How does he run the QB ISOs, the QB powers, some zone reads, the bootlegs, the rollouts? It's all going to be that stuff.
Yeah.
And how does that ankle survive? Yeah. Those things moving forward, which is going to be the main point.
So when we had talked last week about this, about like his availability for spring ball, me and you were both like, and probably Goolsby as well, I don't remember exactly what we were saying on this topic, but the conversation was more about like, if he returns this spring, it's going to be like this. We thought this is what you would see, but I really didn't think it would be like this until like maybe next week or like right before.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say I would be shocked if he played in the blue and gold game, because nothing should really shock me anymore about this. Who knows? Maybe it'll come out that he is Superman. Maybe he'll start crawling up walls and he's like, how can I predict anything with this Riley Leonard health situation? Because it's been fairly unpredictable, at every turn here.
Well, it's like two surgeries within a few months. It's like, you could chill for a little bit, buddy. You know what I mean? So it's fascinating, but obviously this is part of, I'm sure, the rehab, whatever the procedure was, real quick after that. You know, you Google, whatever the heck, the surgery is, you read the timelines and stuff like that. He's obviously a heck of an athlete. So it's not like you and I have an ankle surgery trying to come back. That 6 weeks is for me. It's not for Riley Leonard. So he's coming back. He's a, top-notch athlete. So But is he coming back too fast? The coach in me is like, man, number one, I'm not sure. I would not have shown him off. I'm hiding him. I'm like, you hang out, let A&M and let everyone think it's all about the other three quarterbacks. So that's just me.
Where I wanted to go with this next is like the Riley Leonard part of it, where it's like, are you kind of like impressed with him? Like his mental fortitude, where he's just like, no, I want to get back out there. Kind of showing some competitiveness, like, oh, I don't want anyone else taking this job. Like, is there any of that for you? Had that kind of crossed your mind, Tim?
No, because I mean, it's there. You just watch his film and you see him. He's not a, stick in the mud. He's an athletic, competitive dude when the ball's in his hands. You see that when you watched him over the last 2 years at Duke. So yeah, I mean, if the doctor says, hey, Riley, just put this brace on, we got you all taped up nice. You go out and, you can work out for 20 minutes if you want. Hell yeah. I'm sure that's what he did. So I don't think, if anything, now this is the flip side of it, Mr. Singer, is him coming back so soon, this perception, this buzz out there, like, well, Riley's a little banged up. He's a little nicked up. It guarantees all four quarterbacks are going to be here in August. Does it? Him coming back so soon, getting reps, kind of shows, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. They're getting him ready, so to speak, whatever the doctor's orders are and things of that nature. That was just one of the first things I thought about. Like I said, I woke up today, it's spring ball practice. Did not think about Riley Leonard for 2.2 seconds. And sure enough, boom. I'm like, what? I really thought it was going to be about the other guys. How do they develop? How do you build their confidence of, okay, I got a shot at this, you know, the battle for number two, so to speak, if Riley's not ready to roll. Now it's, I started thinking like, well, he's definitely going to be the number one. And obviously, unless something, you know, drastic happens, so to speak.
Yeah, there's no Steve Angeli's not beating out a healthy Riley Leonard. Like,
no, but what are the odds of four? That's always, you know, because once again, Freeman always talked about back in the heyday is like, hey, I want to make sure I have three. So he's already assuming one's gone. So I want to make sure I have three quarterbacks on this roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she talked about that because of the transfer.
At least three. I think it's at least three plus what I talked about last week with you guys. Like, you got to take some of the press conference stuff with a grain of salt because it's a press conference, you know, like, so.
No. I totally understand.
Tim, you're a coach. I watched a video interview with you that you did. There's coach speak. Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
I've done some interviews where it's like rivalry week, and I'm not saying a damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what do you hope we get a yard. I was that type of guy. I'm like, oh, I just hope we show up and bus makes it. But just some of the things that Freeman talks about of the numbers, which is true. I totally understand that of wanting to make sure you have three solid quarterbacks.
Yeah, so. I don't think Angeli leaves unless Notre Dame were to tell Steve, you are not going to start here. I don't think he leaves. Carr, I don't think he's a freshman. I really don't have a feel on Minshew, to be quite honest. It's total wild card. I don't know. I would guess not. But if he were to feel like, I think they've like Carr more. I don't know. We'll have many more months to talk about that. Yeah. Tim, I did want to pop this up on the stream. A tweet from Matt Freeman, Irish Sports Daily, said Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard returned to practice with a Taco brace on Wednesday.
Ooh, breaking it down.
And so there's the information for folks watching YouTube about the brace. And then the Taco Twitter account started like tweeting. They were like, look at this Taco brace. Glad to see Riley Leonard back on the field. So they hadn't tweeted in a while, and then they start tweeting about.
Oh yeah,
they're enjoying their
Look at that.
Moment in the sun here. I don't know, but
he's definitely gonna get a little kickback and a name, image, likeness. That's what it's for, right there, right?
And oh my gosh, I had not even thought about that. That's genius.
That's all you got to think about now.
All right. Well, oh yeah, you know what?
Like, I bet we're gonna do a nice poster with you. Here we go.
Next thing I know, I'm going to see a Taco commercial with Riley Leonard.
Well, it is funny. That is like the standard brace. I mean, I've had a player in those before. You know, that's the standard, you know, ankle brace after a surgery, anything broken, high ankle sprains, boom, put you right into some of those.
I bet
maybe one, we get a sponsorship, Mike. There we go. So
I'm saying this as a joke. I really don't mean it to come across the wrong way, but maybe one of these days we'll see a Taco brace from Riley Leonard over at Augie's locker room. It is the place for Notre Dame memorabilia. So good joke. Hopefully not my worst. Anyways, folks, we do know you love Notre Dame memorabilia and unique one of a kind Notre Dame items. They also do have Ken Rockney items. I'm on my message board too much, but one of a kind Rockney items, that you can only find at one place. And of course, that's Augie's locker room, which has moved to a brand new location. So come see Augie's new store located at 1733 North Ironwood Drive in South Bend, right down the street from campus. So whether you're local, you're coming into town, whatever the case may be, you got to make time for Augie's locker room. Check out their wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one of a kind Rockney items, exclusive Joe Montana signed items, and famous sculptor Jeremy Kenna's replicas of the bronze statues around the stadium. Augie gets new stuff in all the time. Some of the stuff we're seeing on this website I had not seen before. And if Augie doesn't have it, he's going to go find it for you. So visit him at 1733 North Ironwood Drive or give him a call, 574-277-6363. Visit augieslockerroom.com to check out his online store and get more information.
Was the Joe Alt thing? We got to have that, Mike, on our show. There,
I
saw.
I was not.
That was Joe, right?
Oh my goodness!
Got to get a little Joe Alt statue, you know.
Joe Alt football 3D figurine.
I like that.
Autographed. You know what? I think that I might need to get, you know, some kind of verified Joe Alt piece as well. I feel like,
yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, you definitely need that in the background. A little Augie's Joe Alt. That'd be awesome.
I do think I have a John Alt trading like football card. Old coworker Greg Ladke asked me for my mailing address a couple years ago, and next thing I know, I got a John Alt. I think it was like a rookie. I don't know. But anyways, Tim, we're going to talk real quick about a transfer portal news. This one was pretty surprising, especially considering the timing of you get Ben Morrison, shoulder injury. He's out for who knows how long. And then a couple days later, Clarence Lewis entering the transfer portal as On3 reported, and 4 seasons with the Irish. Lewis had 124 tackles, 4 TFLs, 3 interceptions, and 3 forced fumbles. Remember that the 2020 COVID season, he's the one who beat out Tariq Bracey. So he was a starter as a true freshman, 3-star recruit, summer enrollee. You know, Notre Dame continued to recruit at a high level at the you know, cornerback position. Lewis, you know, kind of fell down the depth chart, but still someone you would like to have, you know, as a 5th-year player. So wanted your reaction to this news, Tim, before we bring in Anthony Sacco.
No, exactly. It hurts depth, experience, you know, looking at this thing, you know, with the coach's eyes is like, it's a guy that's good, you know, who's been around Marcus Freeman for quite a long time, right? This would have been their 4th season together. This would have been Al Gold, you know, him and Al Golden together again. So it's not like he is, you know, they're losing a starter, you know, they're not losing, you know, a starter to the portal, but they're losing out a lot of reps. Sure, they are getting talented outside, and there's no doubt about that. But a lot of reps, a lot of experience. Man, he's been around. He just knows, you know what I mean? He knows the system to where, you know, they trust him. Like, boom, Lewis, you're in. So-and-so's out. Get in there. He could play both corners, and he could play nickel with his eyes closed. You know, basically, from a scheme for out there, you know, knowing the schemes, ins and outs, and all those types of things, the checks, the calls, all those. He's, you know, he could be another coach on the field. Is he a starter? No. But it hurts from there because, man, I'm telling you, Mike, you just keep going back to that Ben Morrison should be back. It's like, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Now, what, you know, what does that mean? Is that Miami of Ohio? Is that Louisville? What does that mean? So, yeah. And I say that because obviously you could go into A&M. You got Mickey and Gray. No doubt about that. Who in the world are the back? Is it Chance Tucker, who's been on basically scout team for 3 years, right? So at least Lewis has played in high-end football games if that situation happens.
Yeah, you got the Clark kid too, Jordan Clark, of course.
Yeah, but he's the nickel. So he's
right,
the nickel.
Which is what Clarence Lewis really played.
Exactly. But so if Clark, they have bodies, don't get me wrong. I mean,
yeah.
Heard from Northwestern, but heard, you know, it's all these little Clarence Lewis leaving is like, oh crap. That was our dude in multiple spots.
Yeah.
It's Hurd's here to be a safety. If Hurd, Shuler's a stud, but then it's like same thing. It's all about the depth, and the depth is nothing but red shirts or 2 true freshmen who doesn't show up in summer. I love Hobbs. Moore's out there. I'm a big Carson Hobbs fan out of Ohio there. He could be, heck, Morrison was a summer. Clarence Lewis was a summer guy, right? So he could easily show up in the summer, jump in the 2 deep and learn. So not worried about that. It's just that those what ifs, man, with Ben Morrison and that shoulder is just interesting going into this year. Kid Mike, he's a first round draft pick. So what is the rush? That's something hopefully it doesn't hinder him coming back, so to speak.
Yeah,
process.
It's interesting on multiple aspects of this. There was just a comment here that I wanted to pop up. Oh no, where'd it go? People are talking about like entering before the transfer portal opens. You can do that as a grad transfer.
Yes.
Carberry said Lewis knew he was down the depth chart is probably the best thing for him. Yeah, but you were going to play, and then you're always just one snap from being a starter potentially, and you're at Notre Dame. Where,
yeah,
I don't know where he's going to go. I don't.
And that's been the little, you know, the buzz is, well, he's down the depth chart. No, he's the next man in at multiple positions. He really is. So it's, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where he lands. Because if he like goes to another, can I say power five? I don't know. Core four. And he's a starter. Good for him. But I don't know.
Didn't he say something about that? Because one of your guys, Mike, I know I've kidded you 106 times. Jaden Bellamy. Jaden Bellamy played a boatload of reps this year. I believe he started a ton at Syracuse. So he's gone out there, and you always said how the coaches were really, they really liked his potential about being a dude down the road. He goes to Syracuse, instant starter, plays a ton. So yeah, Lewis is going to go to one of those ACC type of a programs, you know, middle of the road, Big Ten, I'm sure, and be a guy right from day one. So okay. Notre Dame has some excellent corners, no doubt about it, but you know, he's a good, solid football player that would have played a ton for ND in some special spots.
Yeah. So is it the biggest deal in the world? No, but I don't know, man.
You hope it's not.
You hope it's not, because knock on wood, injuries happen.
It's all the last 30 seconds before Sacker comes on. It's those moving parts, because you recruited certain guys to play, you know, Clark Nickel. You don't want him playing corner. Heard from Northwestern. He's a starting corner, but you want him playing safety because you don't want to put the red Shuler back there, even though he's gotten a million reps this spring. So it's all those little side little things that coaching staff's got to figure out. And then hopefully we see a nice 2024 summer corner rise up as we've seen in the past. You're muted, Mike.
I usually do that at least once a show, Tim. So on March 30th, Notre Dame landed a commitment from four-star linebacker Anthony Sacka, hometown in Delran, New Jersey, playing his high school ball at St. Joseph's Prep in Philadelphia. I believe back-to-back state champs. Their only loss this past season was to IMG Academy, which IMG can't even play in the Florida High School Athletic Association state tournament because they openly recruit players. You can't, can't be in the FHSAF. You guys get it. If you do that. So like, that just kind of goes to show like St. Joseph Prep, heck of a team, and got a pretty good linebacker on its team. And that's of course, Anthony Sacka, Notre Dame's newest commitment in the 2025 class. Kind enough to join us. Anthony, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. So this is my co-host, Tim Hyde, ball coach. So Tim's going to ask you a few questions. Really, again, we really do appreciate your time tonight. So Tim, I will give you the floor. Again, folks, this is Anthony Sacka, Notre Dame commit, four-star linebacker, picked Notre Dame over Ohio State, Bama. Of course, his dad played at Penn State. I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little bit, and many other offers. Big time offer list for this linebacker prospect. So Tim, I'll give you the floor.
Before we get into, Mike, you know me, the only thing I want to know is, Anthony, I followed Notre Dame for many, many moons on this world in 1990. I still remember, I think, where I was. Yeah. Okay. So I just need to know. I know Al Golden is coaching at Notre Dame. He does not have a picture of that touchdown anywhere, does he?
At Notre Dame that I'm aware of. I remember before I went out on my Ohio State visit, I went on YouTube and I looked up Notre Dame 1990 versus Penn State. I took the little like 13-second clip and I sent it over to him, and I sent it to the whole coaching staff. I said, hopefully this doesn't happen this weekend, but
that is I was telling Singer, that's like the Rocket Ismail game where he dominated the first half, gets injured. Notre Dame just fell asleep the second half, and Penn State happened. So as you do that, there's not a giant painting of it, is there, from your dad anywhere either? Is that okay? Looking around.
No, I can't say that it made it in the house.
All right, good to go. Because when you beat number one Notre Dame in South Bend, I know certain people kind of like that stuff. So I just didn't know that.
I got it on DVD. I do have it on DVD. I've watched it many times. It used to be one of my favorite games. Keyword used to be.
I love that. No, that is fascinating. I know Senior wants to get into some of that because it's a awesome recruiting story that you've gone through and things of that nature. But I wanted to just talk to you. As a coach, I've been coaching for many, many years. To a player is like when you've gone on a bunch of these recruiting visits and things of that nature, and especially Notre Dame. When you're sitting in there and you're in the linebacker meeting room and things of that nature. What are some of the things you've you've picked up that you were going to take into your senior year, go back home, go lead your team to another state title. Any small little nicks and crannies, so to speak, that you've picked up from those guys in South Bend in the meetings?
Well, I mean, I guess one thing, the first thing that happened when I came to South Bend my first time, before I even got to sit down in Coach Golden's office, he already had a football in my hand and he was like, all right, so how do you punch out a football? And I was like, I went through how I would punch out a football. He was like, wrong. He was like, wrong. And then he showed me, he was like, you want to punch it from up, down. I mean, he went through the little things. He's like, listen, you've been in here 5 minutes and I already told you that. Just imagine what I could do in 4 years. So that was his little pitch from that. And then, you know, they've really gone over the X's and O's with me. I feel like Coach Golden came in January and sat down with me after school for a long time. Coach Bullock came in again about a week later. We strictly ball talk for the most part, just how they run their base defense in a sense. I remember I had a film session when I went out there with Coach Bullock on my spring visit. So, I mean, I've spent a lot of time with them kind of going over their defense.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that was just, yeah, those are great. And, you know, you take so many things from them, go back, you know, to your program. You just keep learning. Obviously, you're at a big time program, getting coached as good as anywhere there is in America, so to speak. My next question is, what was the move? Because when you watch your freshman sophomore film, I mean, you're flying around playing safety. Was there always a plan, or Anthony, did you grow into the spot you moved into as a junior? Or was this always kind of a certain pathway going from safety to linebacker you felt over your first 3 years?
Well, the thought process was I was going to move to linebacker when they had to move me. It wasn't necessarily like a want to, it was like a have to. We kind of got into the summer and didn't really have a third linebacker. We're trying to figure that out. So, I mean, June and July, I was in the safety room. I was expecting to play safety. Then we got back from the dead period that like all the high schools have at the end of July and August. And it kind of just went on a carousel of like me and the two other linebackers trying to figure out where we're going to fit in. So, I mean, I was started off camp at Will in August. Then I moved to Mike and then I moved to Sam. And then Sam kind of stuck with me on our defense. So that's kind of how we worked it out. So I got about 2 weeks before our home opener to kind of get used to playing Sam linebacker.
There you go. They throw you out there covering the wheels. Enjoy that, right?
Tim, I have to jump in here.
Yeah.
In our commitment video that we recorded about Anthony, I don't know if you got to watch it. It was a heck of an 8-minute video. Tim, you said he reminds me of an old school Sam linebacker. So great work, Tim. Very impressive. Very impressive. It's almost like you're a ball coach, Tim.
But that's just the way he was running. You know, the motions he does, the checks he does, the alignments, playing in the slots and all those things. Yeah, I mean, it's literally like, you know, the old school Sam backer in a 4-3. You know, nowadays everything's so modernized and all that stuff. So, you know, then, you know, let me bounce off of that then real quick, Anthony. What is, as you feel, your spot as you head into Notre Dame here after one more year?
What they described it to me as like a combo backer. Gotcha. But like, honestly, what I expect is to just learn everything my freshman year, just figure it out. I mean, it can't hurt you to know everything. And then if you're stuck in one spot and someone goes down, you can slide over to the other spot. Like the biggest thing for me is getting on the field. So whatever position that is, I'm willing to play it.
Gotcha. Well, real quick before Mike takes over his watch, you want to watch an old school Notre Dame Sam backers hunt down 2000 film, year 2000, Rocky Boyman. Absolute stud. He was he's from Ohio. He was a safe, same as you, safety in high school, grew into linebacker, ended up being drafted, longtime pro. Yeah. I mean, that's who I mean, instantly, as soon as I saw your film, I'm like, oh my God, this is Rocky Boyman 2000 right here. So, you'll enjoy watching some old highlights of him.
So Tim, the ball coach, talking ball, and then of course Mike, the recruiting guy, wants to talk about the recruiting process. Which Tim, we've had many recruits on this show that we've been doing this for a few years now, and I was really excited. It was actually your idea when you texted me Monday morning, like, "Hey, let's get Anthony on." I was like, Tim, that is brilliant. I was really excited to get Anthony on here because I've been talking to Anthony since he got his Notre Dame offer, which was 2 weeks after Freeman was hired as head coach. That's December 2021. So that's a long time. So I'll talk to people about like the good and the bad of recruiting media out there. There's definitely some bad, but I think some of the good is that you guys see how well spoken Anthony is on here. And I think a part of that is because this man has been pressed by media since his freshman year of high school. So we've had a lot of recruits on here. I don't know if we've had anyone as well spoken and as comfortable in this setting as Anthony. And I'm sure a lot of it's just, you know, confidence and how you're raised. But I think your experience in media is a part of it, too. But
I'll get off
my soapbox there. Okay. So I got to talk to you last week about your commitment, kind of kept it, you know, fairly basic stuff. I want to dive into it a little bit more. You can tell me what you want.
Yeah.
You can plead the fifth, whatever. But I had heard at some points of the process, maybe in the past month, Bama was the team to beat. I'm sure Penn State, all the Penn State people thought you were probably going to Penn State early on, considering you're a Nittany Lions legacy. And then Ohio State, heard of the Buckeyes, maybe more last year were the team to beat. Obviously, Notre Dame is the team to beat currently. They got your commitment. Mm-hmm. So is that true? Like, was it pretty a tight battle with some of these schools?
I mean, I told Chad Bowden like mid-January, like I wouldn't say mid-January. I think it was like a little bit after I took my Alabama visit. I was like, you could flip a coin right now between you, Alabama, and Ohio State. And I would theoretically go. It was that close at that point, I would say.
Okay.
And I mean, it honestly just came to like fruition, like, I would say Monday afternoon, I called Golden on Tuesday. So like, it was really like the weekend before. Like, you could have asked me 2 weeks ago, where are you going? I'd be like, I don't know.
So but, you pushed it up. Like, you were just like, all right, I'm done with recruiting. Like, you were just like,
I always had an idea of where I wanted to be. And like me and my dad would talk about it, and that was a rare occurrence, because me and my dad would usually my dad asked me like for the first time after we won this like state championship this year, he was like, so where are you going? I was like, I have no clue. I didn't really think about it that much. But I mean, I kind of just took the month of January, hit some spots into early February, kind of just figuring out where I wanted to be and where I felt most comfortable at.
Now, when you got the Notre Dame offer, I was writing about your connection, your family connection with John McNulty, who was, of course, Notre Dame's tight ends coach at the time, and was on that same Penn State team. You know, I think he just re-signed with Bama, so McNulty's doing well. Glad to see that. I just kind of put that together. When you visited Bama in January, was McNulty there?
I did not see McNulty down.
So, okay, he must have come back then.
Yeah.
Anyways, total side note on that. But Al Golden gets hired a couple months later. So before he starts recruiting you as a Notre Dame coach, is Al Golden someone that you knew about? Like, oh, that's dad's friend, or were you just kind of getting to know him as a recruit, or did you know a lot about him before, maybe met him before? I was kind of curious about just like how tight your dad is with Al Golden.
Well, like, my dad usually like kind of exchanged like texts over the years with all the guys from the Penn State team. The first time I ever met him was as a Notre Dame coach, but I mean, I knew the name. Like, he was in the U Part 2 documentary, and me and my dad were watching. He was like, yeah, that was when he was the head coach of Miami. And like, my dad was like, yeah, that was my tight end in college. So that was like my first introduction to him as like when I was like 8 years old. Kind of just, I knew the name, but I didn't really know who he was. I knew he was my dad's really good friend in college. Heard some funny stories as I got older, to say the least. But that was my introduction to Al Golden, in a sense.
So what have you heard about Tim brought it up, that 90 game. Is that funny when you're on a recruiting visit and, you know, you get those two together? I'm sure they're talking about the glory days.
The funny thing is, like, My dad will not leave the house until an official visit. It is the wildest thing ever.
Really?
Like, they'll talk on the phone, they'll do all that. My dad will not leave the house until an official visit. He's got a thing going on at school where he hasn't missed a day of school this entire year, and he's trying to complete the entire year without missing a day of school. So when I go back out to Notre Dame on the 20th, I'm flying out Thursday, and I was like, "You want to come?" He was like, "Yeah, I can't miss that Friday though, so I don't know if I can make it." But I mean, he talks to Al on the phone a lot. They were exchanging texts a lot. I'm pretty sure there was a group chat that went out when I visited Ohio State. When I visited the Ohio State Notre Dame game, of a picture of me and Al, and it was kind of just bouncing around all the old guys: D'Onofrio, Darren Perry, OJ McDuffie, all the guys from that team. So.
So when you say missing school, does he work?
He's a teacher. He's a teacher. So okay. He's on a hot streak right now.
What does he teach?
He's a health and driver's ed teacher.
Okay. There you go. There you go. All right. I think I had one more thing for you. Actually I don't. So Tim, did you have anything else for Anthony before we get him out of here?
Yeah, I probably have 12 things. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is awesome, Anthony. Thanks a ton. Cause I mean,
no problem.
You're a heck of a football player, obviously. And your recruiting as Mike's saying is fascinating. Cause when you did get your offer, my own boy, here's another Penn State guy. Here we go. So it's like, I guess, I mean, you know, but your final three are, you know, three of the, you know, biggest brands in the history of college football. So what was that like? I mean, I've been around a bunch of guys that have signed. I've had a bunch of Division I linebackers, and I know what they've gone through, the process and stuff like that. So I guess, you know, that whittling it down, you said, I mean, man, you're flipping a coin trying to figure it out. What was that last thing, as, you know, all the Notre Dame fans watching you, where you're like, I'm going to go play for the Fighting Irish?
Like, the biggest thing was, at that point, there's no bad decision, but there's the best decision for yourself. And Notre Dame was the right decision for me at this time. You know, for me personally, I think that was the place where I could succeed the best. I mean, all those schools are great. I just think Notre Dame was a little bit different than all those other places. I think my relationship with Coach Golden, Coach Bulla, Coach Freeman are all outstanding, and that's why I chose the Irish.
How about just another? I mean, God, I mean, I love talking. So this is awesome. Once again, but the linebackers, Anthony, you're going to go play linebacker. You got an Ohio State linebacker is the head coach. You got an all Big Ten linebacker who's going to be your coach from Michigan State. You got a, you know, Penn State tight end who shattered many Notre Dame dreams. It's like, who's coached linebackers in the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. It's like, I mean, you got the best of, you got so many awesome people that are going to be around you. So congrats, you know, all those good things that are going to come with it as you get ready for South Bend. I just have one last one about Max Bulla. What is one thing, because that's going to be your position coach, you know, and he was at Alabama for 3 years, obviously, before he went to Notre Dame. So what's the one thing, I'm curious, what's one constant he's always kind of preaching to you, messaging to you, where that's Coach Bulla, just bam, that's just him talking to you. What's he always, you know, I guess teaching you right now as you get ready to play your senior year?
If I would choose one word to describe him, I would probably say intensity. I think he's a very intense guy. I think he's going to get the most out of you as a player. He's going to get, if you give him your max effort, he's definitely going to get the most out of you.
Gotcha. Is he sending you clips of his old Big Ten highlights or no?
I have not seen them yet. I'll do a Google search after this. I'll go watch the Max Bulla highlights.
I mean, he's a hell of a football player. I mean, he could play ball. So yeah, that's one thing. I mean, Notre Dame could. I mean, all the damn coaches could play defense right now. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. So congrats, Anthony, and so thank you so much for your time tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Have a good one, man. I'll be in touch.
All right. See you.
All right. Pretty I'm telling you guys, very, very impressive young man to talk to.
I mean, we had obviously CJ Carr, we've had Cam Williams, we've had Deuce Knight was awesome after he
committed. We've had Hobbs. We just had Dylan Faison.
Yeah, Faison. Oh my God, I know we're probably missing some. I mean, we've had everyone that's been on has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, the little Twitter space we did, remember that? We had some of the, was that Pendleton? Yeah, Pendleton. A couple Pendleton other guys.
On. Do you remember Kyle Hamilton's dad jumped on impromptu?
That was a hell of a talk, man. Yeah, I just thought of that. So, but Senior knows there's one big special group I want to get together. So he's working on something for me. So
yeah,
to get some recruits in here. Yeah, no, but they're awesome. They're awesome. Some guys have talked about in the chat room, just like, I mean, you get these Notre Dame guys on here and it's like, it's wild, Mike. Yeah. I mean, seriously, Anthony Sackett got an offer to Notre Dame after a sophomore year. It's like
freshman.
Was it his freshman year?
Freshman year. It's 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's freshman year. The pot of gold's a sophomore. You're right. Freshman.
Yeah.
Freshman year, Mike. I'm trying to like figure out where my locker is for the entire
year. Yeah, a year and a half before pot of gold.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Because it was December of his freshman year. So a year and a half before pot of gold. So, yeah, I don't know. Impressive kid. One of my all-time favorite recruits. Just very, very, you know, thoughtful answers. Very generous with his time.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell.
Great family. Seriously, great family. I just the connection, the sack of gold, that all the connections are they're priceless. It's so cool.
I feel like that's such a Notre Dame thing that like a lot of these Notre Dame like I don't know. You have these Ohio State connections, right? At Notre Dame. You know, Cincinnati, the Cincinnati connections that now you got these Penn State connections and all roads lead to South Bend, Indiana. Like that's the kind of vibe I get sometimes, cover Notre Dame.
It is cool. So it is really cool. And then you get more alums coming and, you know, coming to play for Notre Dame. It's unbelievable.
We did have one comment, from Juicy J says, I don't know how old Tim is. But his hair is incredible. He's basically wearing a helmet. I tell Tim that all the time. It is a great head of hair. I am not blessed with that.
I've been 40 for many years. How's that?
shorter show tonight. I got a lot more work to do. And Tim, Tim's got daddy duty and shoveling really tonight.
Shovel snow sometime soon, so I'm gonna prep for that. But no, that was a great show. I'm really excited. That was one thing I woke up today thinking about the practice. It's like, man, we're almost to the blue and gold game. Those are just fun because now blue and gold, you kick off. It's summer ball. Like I said, the big Super Bowl to kick off the season, game one, is going to be nice. But thank you, Anthony. When you talk to him, tell him thank you. That's really good. Not to ask his bar for the special. Oh man, I think I've had the same haircut for a long time. So
all right, I'm actually getting a haircut next week. So I'm gonna bring
nice picture. What is the J Car picture, by the way?
That's I don't know who that guy is.
Is that the FSU game? Is that the FSU game
last year? Like it.
Yeah.
Because Tim, you've watched that game six times?
I've been watching that. I told you just I've been watching Denbrock stuff. I've been watching that. Just it's so fascinating to watch Denbrock at LSU because LSU, Denbrock and Kelly, and then the connections back to that great 2015 team. There's so many things that those guys do together, so it's going to be nice.
Gotcha. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. If you're just now tuning in, we talked early in the show about Riley Leonard, the enigma that is his ankle, and then a little bit about Clarence Lewis entering the transfer portal, and then had a 15-20-minute conversation or so with Notre Dame linebacker commit Anthony Sack. I thought he was tremendous. So please go to blueandgold.com. If you are not subscribed to our website, subscribing to YouTube's for free will get you 2 months to what is really what you want to be at. And that's blueandgold.com. 2 months for a buck, just a dollar before, that little trial period of 2 months before you go to regular pricing. But a great opportunity for you guys to see, Mike in my full attention, because, I do YouTube kind of as our side hustle here, if you will. blueandgold.com is really where you get all the information. So we're ending this video, and I got to go write some articles and whatnot. Right before the show, I interviewed Brady Hart, 2026 quarterback, loving where the Irish are at there. So we posted about that, tonight, and you can find another article on that tomorrow morning. But we are going to end today's show there. Please hit the thumbs up before you get out of here, folks. Really appreciate you. And as always, we will catch you next time.